It's 5 to 8 GMT. President Obama is known for his soaring rhetoric, brilliant speeches, but it appears when describing the international impact of America's smaller allies, he's rather less eloquent. Thomas Buch Andersen is the host of Detektor, that's a show on the Danish Broadcasting Corporation, and he noticed a rather repetitive trend when the president described his country's special relationship with Denmark.
Now it's time to look at rhetoric and politics. This time we're crossing the Atlantic for President Obama's recent visit from our Prime Minister, Helle Thorning-Schmidt.
Well, I want to welcome Prime Minister Thorning-Schmidt to the White House and to the Oval Office.
And Obama used a metaphor from boxing to explain Denmark's role in the world.
That's fairly typical of the way that Danes have punched above their weight in international affairs.
Ja, det er dejligt at få ros. Vi slår hårdere end vores vægtklasse berettiger til.
It's nice to be praised. We punch harder than our weight class would suggest. But how much should we read into his words? According to Obama, are we doing any better than, say, the Norwegians? Norway's Jens Stoltenberg has also visited the White House.
I've said this before, but I want to repeat. Norway punches above its weight.
Norge slår altså også hårdt.
So Norway packs a punch too, but what about the Netherlands? Here, their head of government, Mark Rutte, visits Obama.
We have no stronger ally than the Netherlands. They consistently punch above their weight.
Og hvad med Irland?
And what about Ireland?
Ireland punches above its weight. It's a small country.
Eller Filippinerne?
Or the Philippines?
The Philippines is not the largest of countries. In using a phrase from boxing, punches above its weight.
Ja, mange små lande får store rosenord med på vejen, når de besøger præsidenten.
So, many small governments get great words of praise when they visit the president. Maybe the copy key got stuck on the presidential speechwriter's keyboard. But did you notice what Obama also said to the Dutch head of government?
We have no stronger ally than the Netherlands.
Men er det ikke som om man også...
Haven't we heard that phrase before too?
We have no stronger ally than Australia.
Jo, og måske mere end en gang.
Yes, perhaps more than once.
Poland is one of our closest and strongest allies. Great Britain is one of our closest, strongest allies. As I said earlier, Germany is one of our strongest allies. This state visit reflects the fact that the Republic of Korea is one of our strongest allies. Israel is one of our strongest allies. France is our oldest ally. Italy is one of our strongest allies. Japan is, of course, one of our strongest and closest allies.
Ja, USA har altså mange tætte og stærke allierede.
Yes, so America has many close and strong allies, but what about Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt? Surely Denmark is one of America's strongest and closest allies, right, Mr. President?
I also wanted to just say how much we appreciate the great alliance and partnership that we have with the Danish people on a whole range of international issues.
Hvad? Er vi hverken en af USA's...
What? Aren't we one of America's closest and strongest allies? No, we're just a great ally.
Proof that President Obama is a man of words. Thank you for listening to this edition of The World Today.